the beast end, or hitting a workout plateau. To hit a workout plateau is to notice that your body stopped changing. It means you continue your workout, but it does not do anything anymore. Or rather, the changes are so tiny that you get very discouraged. This seems like a bad thing, but it's actually just one of our superpowers. This is the major superpower of endurance at play. Your body hears the signal to adapt, and in response, it grows your muscles. And as the muscles give you the strength to handle your workout, your body starts ignoring your belly aching all over again. The body is an efficient beast. It wasn't evolved to emerge a consciousness. It is an animalistic machine. It speaks the language of the beasts. In our case, the great apes. Its mechanics will only listen to loud signals. As you adapt, the signal caused by your workout grows ever weaker. And the beast then will decide to stop listening to your needs. It happens the moment your body can handle the workout. See, it is a superpower. Gradual adaptation to handle trouble, to handle a physical challenge. Now, there is some bad news. Once you get the hang of it, your baseline workout should last 60 minutes, precisely. Your hour-long workout should be 7 days a week, because an hour a day is nothing at all. And 60 minutes is the workout increment as well. So when your body gets used to 60 minutes, you add another 60 minutes. A lot of your aches will return, but it's worth the while. By now, poetically speaking, you will understand that pain is the beast taking measurements. It's the machine running some tests. You may not stop to rest at all. It's a 60-minute non-stop movement or dance with dumbbells in hands. You may not stop to rest ever. The signal must be clear. It's 60 minutes non-stop movement. The beast, the machine, the mechanic will be checking what you need and what can be skipped. So you can't stop, especially when it hurts. You need the beast to lift your pain threshold for one. The beast side of you knows not to distract you with suffering, so it will try to eliminate it really quickly. But eventually, you will either hit your 120-minute plateau, or, more likely, start cracking your teeth and losing toenails, as in more than one at a time. If you are lucky and have the right equipment, you'll probably hit the plateau. But if you are like the rest of us, you will never find the right shoes. Not at the price below $150, anyway. You won't even find tagless underwear that won't damage your skin, and never find the right socks, and probably work out in a gym that is insanely hot. Hot in summer, as there's just no way to cool a large room like that, and hot in winter, as the people who are still just dreaming about working out would get the shivers and complain.
How dare you not to heat the building in winter? It's what I pay you for.
And a cool building in winter is all the break you'll ever get. Basically, hot means wet socks. Wet socks means all kinds of trouble that will get you hurt. And anyways, wet socks lose elasticity pretty quickly too. This is why, as your daily workout duration increases, you have to force yourself to rest on weekends. If you don't, you will begin accumulating damage, and that's just silly. In summary, a plateau means that the beast heard you, and your body did receive a proper upgrade. It's now stronger. It's now better. Now you have to add another 60 minutes. Your beast is biomechanical. It won't figure out that you are a consciousness or that you recently adapted. And please, whatever you do, hang on to your skin, toenails, and teeth. Once damage starts accumulating, you take a day or two off. Turn your underwear inside out, as the seams are a tiny bit more forgiving there. Try to keep your feet dry. Well, the best you can do here is to fight for it. Cut open your shoes. There is no reason why the toe box should be closed in a hot gym. Keep your mouth open and empty, no candy, or it will crack your teeth. A mouth guard may help you as well. Finally, to close on some good news, 3 hours a day is a very transformative workout. You see new adaptation every 3 days, and certainly every weekend. You only do that for less than a year. And then, after you achieve your goals, you focus on aesthetics, which is about abdominal, chest, biceps, and having mean legs. And then you use it or lose it. You take it easy, but you keep reminding the beast that you need all this muscle, so you keep working out. Afterward, I just want to add that it is very likely that your education is fake. Teachers made you hate books, convinced you that you are unintelligent, and sold you out for paychecks. Humanity is a nasty habit to do stuff like that. This has been going on for thousands of years. You will need to listen to about 10,000 narrated books to get at all the intellectual inheritance that has been stolen from you, that is owed to you. Wisdom is power, and that is exactly what you need to successfully haggle with your beast end. So yeah, reading or listening to books was never optional, and you were never stupid or less intelligent. All the A+ students were just memorizing, and the curricula have been corrupted or even crafted precisely for that reason, to push everyone through. You are as creative, as brilliant, and as capable as all the great beings. It is just easier to force and threaten people to cram and then test in order to turn schools into paycheck and diploma mills. Your brilliance has been taken hostage by the men who sold the world, the crappy teachers. So get your mittens on those 10,000 narrated nonfiction books written by clear-thinking great beings in hopes of helping people like you to resume where they leave off, and listen and learn from them. Take to adventure if you must clear a room in your mind. You need all the books so that you may grow all the way up and become a great being, just like your favorite clear-thinking authors.